Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How can we help our local restaurants come back? Let's go in-depth with Jessica Dunker with the Iowa Restaurant Association. Jessica, how are you doing?
Well, it is a tentative time for the association right now. We're anxious to see how reopenings are going in the first 77 counties and holding our breath and crossing our fingers and taking all the steps we possibly can. And hopefully there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, this interview is taking place on Thursday. Some restaurants have been doing takeout so far, and then they're opening up tomorrow on Friday. This will air Monday. And so what are our restaurants required to do?
So there are several mandates related to restaurant reopenings. Obviously, you need to be located in one of the 77 counties that a partial reopening is allowed. You must be a restaurant. You cannot be a bar. And the definition of a bar is related to how you prepare food in this particular case. So a bar is a place where alcohol is sold and the food sales are incidental. And so, you know, if you're reheating pizza, reheating sandwiches, reheating prepared food, that is not considered a restaurant. So that's an important distinction. Then the restaurants that are allowed to reopen, they have capacity limits. They have to do their indoor and outdoor seating spaces at about 50%, at actually 50% of normal capacity. Group sizes must be limited to no more than 6 people. And we've had a lot of people ask, well, what if I have, you know, 8 people in my family? Then you're going to end up at 2 tables is the answer to that. Social distancing is going to require that restaurants ensure that at least 6 feet of physical space is between each group or individual that's dining. All self-service in restaurants is prohibited. So in places that you're used to refilling your own drinks, you won't be able to do that. You won't see buffets. You won't see salad bars. And then they are just asking that restaurants go above and beyond their social distancing, hygiene, and public health measures. And it's important to remember that restaurants have been safety and sanitation specialists always, because we have to serve food safely. And that's everything from how it's handled to sanitation of surfaces to temperature controls. And so extending that even further to an elevated level of sanitation in our customer spaces is something that restaurants are well prepared to do.
And do you have like an FAQ on your website to help out our restaurants as they're trying to figure out what to do?
We certainly do. There's a couple of things on our website, which is restauranteiowa.com. And when restaurants go there, they'll see at the very top something called the Iowa Hospitality Promise. And that promise is something that we're asking to restaurants to review and try to do. And it's a set of things that we would like restaurants to do that are even above these mandates, as a promise to customers that they're doing everything they possibly can for their well-being and safety. But in addition to that, it's a promise that we're asking customers to make back to us, to think about our well-being and safety as an industry. And so if a customer has been exposed to COVID-19 or has symptoms, or if they have underlying health conditions, we're asking them to just keep using those great carryout and delivery options that we have. But as part of that promise, we have printable documents that can be downloaded and restaurants can use to mark tables that can't be used, to encourage social distancing practices. We have checklists of sanitation protocols that they can use for restrooms and tables and training. And so, yes, we have a lot of resources available. And then we also have links to the Department of Inspections and Appeals to answer very specific questions that we've been hearing from restaurants across the state, just to help them navigate, you know, what's going to look different. It's still going to be good, but it's going to look different.
More in-depth
after this.
I continued my conversation with Jessica Dunker with the Iowa Restaurant Association. Now, what do we need to know as customers? You said a couple of things. Stay home if we're not feeling well, et cetera. Make sure we, you know, socially distance. Do we need to call, make reservations? Is there anything like that we need to do?
Well, it would be best to call ahead to any restaurant that you would like to go and sit down in, so that if they do have a reservation system, you can use that. The second is that restaurants are going to be restaurants, and so you can't expect to walk into a restaurant and only order alcoholic beverages and sit and have drinks. This really is an on-premise dining restriction that's being lifted. And so you should expect to go in and order alcohol with your food, if that's what you're thinking about doing. Be patient with our folks. We are trying so hard to just keep our employees safe and everyone else safe, but be able to operate and serve you. And so patience at this time, just like we had to learn how to do, many places had to learn how to do carry out and delivery for the first time. We're going to have to learn how to operate at 50% capacity and how to really leverage and use those mitigation and social distancing requirements and optional things that we're choosing to do. So patience is a barter. Don't be surprised if you walk into a restaurant and they ask you to wait in your car and that they'll text you when your table is ready. Don't come with more than six people in your party and expect to be seated at a table together. They can't do that for you, and they won't be able to do that for you. So if you are a blessed family with seven kids, then mom has to be at a table with four and dad at a table with three, and the tables will be 6 feet apart. So, you know, patience all the way around.
Well, yeah, I just, when you said that with the different kids and stuff, I was thinking wrangling the 2 and 3 year olds is going to be tough. Maybe we just might need to do carry out, you know, if we've got the little kids.
Yeah, and one of the things about carryout delivery, we've been able to really work with the Department of Inspections and Appeals, as well as the Alcoholic Beverage Division in the state, to get a lot of rules temporarily relaxed. And so a restaurant that offers cocktails or wine, they have a lot of options on ways that they can do that for you in a carryout or delivery method. And so go ahead and continue to take advantage of that. If you're not ready to go back to the dining room, or if it's not possible for you to go back to the dining rooms to enjoy your time, you know, 50% capacity is not a profitable model for any restaurant. And so I would expect that you'll continue to see all of the restaurants that are opening their doors for the first time in, what will be now 6 weeks, they'll still be offering those great carryout and delivery options to you as well.
Do we need to be concerned this first week or two that everybody's going to be flooding the restaurants? Is that a concern?
I don't think so. We don't think people are going to be running back into businesses. I think we're all feeling our way through about what's appropriate for us as individual people and as customers. And so if you're worried about that, like I said, it would be great to call ahead and just check what the dining room looks like and if there's a table available for you. But I think that people understanding up front what these social distancing requirements are, it's going to cause them to sit, you know, to double check before they get in there. So we're not expecting a great run on restaurants initially. But boy, it's going to be a nice weekend. I think a lot of people will be calling places to see if there's any patio seating available.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jessica Dunker with the Iowa Restaurant Association.
Now, one of the things that is important to note about the restaurant industry is Mother's Day is the single largest restaurant holiday every single year in the United States. And so the 77 companies that are able to have on-premise dining, if you are looking for something to do on Mother's Day, if you want to take mom out, I would encourage you next week to give your favorite place a call and make sure that if you want to do that, they can expect you coming at a particular time, because that's the day that we will be about a week into this. I think people will see that it's working well. You just want to make sure that on Mother's Day, you've got that sorted out before you arrive.
Well, and sometimes it's tough to get reservations on Mother's Day anyway.
Yes, it certainly is, because that is the one of the ways that people most show mom love, is to take her out for for a meal at one of her favorite places. And this year, you know, even on Mother's Day, we're going to have to do, well, or especially on Mother's Day, we're going to have to do these social distancing measures, follow the limited party size rules, and, you know, do that the way it needs to be done. And, you know, again, our hope is that these 77 counties do it so well that May 15th, it'll be possible for the other 22 counties to be able to open up and follow suit.
Well, I'm sure that it's not only tough for the restaurant owners for this past 6 weeks or so, it's especially tough maybe for the staff, the waiters, the waitresses. We probably, if we can afford it, might want to think about increasing that tip size.
Right. Well, you know, it has been a rough go for our entire industry, and we have our own data, our state data, is the Iowa Restaurant Association, showing that 90% of owners have had to lay off staff, and that only 45% of them think that when this is all over and they're at full capacity, they will be able to bring back 100% of that staff. So the folks that are there are going to be some of our best people ready to take care of you. They have had a really rough go of particularly tipped employees of, you know, navigating their own financial waters these past 6 weeks. And so, you know, it is the time to be generous with the people who are coming back to serve you and give you a great experience.
And it's important for us to be gracious and thank you and kind. It's just, I mean, we just need so much more of that.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is the time for us all to appreciate one another. We appreciate guests that are ready to come back to our restaurants and let us serve you on premise. We're so grateful you've hung with us. We're so grateful for the takeout and delivery. We're so grateful for the gift card purchases. And we just really are asking for patience as we, you know, it's going to be hard for a restaurant, for someone to walk into a restaurant and see 50% of the tables empty and wonder why they can't have a place to sit down. But we have to take these steps of social distancing and responsibly making sure that we keep table parties 6 feet apart, that we do our 50% capacity, and that we do limit those sizes of parties. And so, you know, even if you are great friends at your local restaurant, please just, you know, help them serve you in the way that they can. And this isn't the time to ask for special favors.
Well, and I'm just thinking that if it's crowded and if possible, and then you're still enjoying your experience, you just might want to move along and let somebody else have the nice evening out, right?
Right. Well, and as, you know, as noted in the governor's proclamation, this is an on-premise dining restriction that's being lifted. And so most restaurants are not going to be in a position to let you sit and enjoy, you know, multiple drinks after a meal. It really might be the time to just take it for the great experience it was and free up that table, because, again, nobody planned a business around a 50% occupancy model.
Some of our restaurants aren't going to make it back, are they?
They're not, and we project there are about 6,300 restaurants and bars across the state of Iowa. Our numbers would indicate to us that probably 10% already are not going to be able to make it back. And the longer that these on-premise service closures continue, the more that we'll lose. We have projected that if it gets to June 1st and we are not open, that the restaurants in those counties would likely lose 18%. And if it went all the way to July 1st, that we would see as many as 25% that closed permanently.
Well, that would really hit a small town.
Yeah. In fact, one of the things that's actually encouraging about having these 77 counties open is that most of them are located, most of those counties have primarily small rural communities in them. Difficult for those of us who live in the larger markets, you know, like Cedar Rapids isn't in there, Waterloo, Cedar Falls, the Des Moines area, the Quad Cities, Dubuque. I mean, none of those markets are open, which is a huge detriment to those markets. But we have been most worried about the ability of the rural restaurants to be able to come back from this. And so since so many of those 77 counties represent rural main streets, we're hopeful that getting this, you know, essentially head start to some extent will help save some of the places that we would have seen go under.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today, Jessica?
I just would like to say that this has been a really difficult time as an industry. In the month of April alone, we lost $310 million in sales. We know that a lot of people are concerned about, you know, their own financial well-being, but if there was ever a time to continue supporting your local restaurants in whatever capacity you can, doing the 50% on-premise, you know, being part of that 50% that comes in and fills a dining room partway, doing carry-out delivery, drive-through, or purchasing gift cards and coming back and using them at a later date, this is the time to do it. So with Mother's Day coming, everybody, please buy gift cards for your mom to their favorite restaurants and take them out too, or do a little bit of both or do one or the other. But really, this is the time that we really need your support so that we're here a year from now to continue to serve you.
Thanks to Jessica Dunker for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.